We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Thursday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to more than 27 years in prison for receipt of child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a U.S. District Court judge also ordered 37-year-old Justin Stephen Martinez to serve a term of supervised release for 20 years, following his 333-month-long incarceration. Authorities say an investigation into Martinez's activities began in December of 2017 when an undercover law enforcement agent received notification that an IP address identifying as being used by Martinez was sharing multiple files containing child pornography on peer-to-peer program file sharing programs for about 1 year. The investigation showed Martinez had received and distributed over 1,000 images of child pornography. In addition, it was determined Martinez had sexually explicit images of his 12-year-old niece and had sexual contact with her. Martinez was previously convicted of third-degree sexual abuse of a child in Pottawatomie County District Court in 2005. Governor Kim Reynolds says the flood damage estimate of the state of Iowa submitted to the Federal Emergency Management Agency in March will be increased. The original $1.6 billion estimate of the damage in western Iowa was developed a month ago.
Then FEMA came in with the National Guard, did a flyover and counted rooftops to try to, again, just verify some of the consensus. But I made it very clear in the in what I submitted that this was initial damage and there were more than likely be additional damages and the dollars would increase moving forward.
The Iowa Farm Bureau had estimated 127,000 acres of Iowa cropland was affected by the flooding, and ag-related damage alone is $2 billion. The governor said the repair costs for many of the busted levees along the Missouri River cannot be determined now because the water is still high in key areas.
And that's one of the things I talked to FEMA about when I met with Acting Director Gaynor, to just say, please don't shut this incident down because we are still very vulnerable right now. We still don't know the extent of the damage. We need some time to get those numbers to them.
On Friday, March 22nd, state officials pegged major and minor damage to flooded homes at more than $400 million. Damages to business and commercial property was estimated in the range of $300 million. The final damage estimates are key for each county as it determines whether federal disaster assistance will be made available to individuals and whether federal money will help to rebuild facilities owned by the state, city, and county governments. The seven western Iowa counties of Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Woodbury already have been declared federal disaster areas. For individual residents, it means that they may apply for federal grants and low-interest loans to cover the cost of home repairs or other disaster-related expenses. In addition, federal assistance from food is available for two residents in those seven counties who had high water or lost power in their homes or had reduced work hours or lost their job due to the flooding. Dozens of miles of roads in southwest Iowa are still closed because they're still underwater or are badly damaged by recent flooding. The Iowa Department of Transportation is trying to make it easier for motorists to navigate in that part of the state. Iowa DOT spokeswoman Andrea Henry says the website 511ia.org and the 511 app are constantly being updated.
We have added the enhancement where we've actually painted the roadways that are closed in red, so they're easy to see at a glance what is closed and exactly that length of roadway that is closed.
Henry says you might need to zoom into an area to see the red lines indicating a closed road.
You need to make sure when you're on the 511 map that you click on incidents on the left-hand side, and that will show you those roadways that are closed due to incidents such as flooding or if we do have a crash that would close a roadway temporarily.
More than a dozen temporary cameras have also been secured in place in southwest Iowa, offering views that are visible using the 511 app and website to help travelers keep tabs on impacted roads.
We have them along Iowa 2, I-29, US 34 as well, so that you can really see if there is still water on the roadways in some of those areas. You can see that water and where it's at in relation to that. You can also see the debris removal activities as well as the construction activities that are going on along those roadways.
Officials in Fremont County fear it could be as long as 2 years before all county roads are back in use. Henry says the DOT aims to have most of the major state-owned roads open by sometime well into the fall. A federal emergency management agency, or FEMA, has announced that they will open a disaster recovery center, or DRC, next Tuesday, April 23rd, in Council Bluffs, as a result of the county being included in the individual assistance program, part of the major disaster declaration issued for Iowa by President Trump. The DRC will be located in the Council Bluffs Public Library at 400 Willow Avenue. Current hours of operation will be Tuesday, April 23rd, from noon until 7, Wednesday, April 24th, from 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday, April 25th, from 9:30 to 7 p.m., and Friday, April 26th, from 9:30 to 5 p.m., also next Saturday, April 27th, from 1 until 5 p.m. Pott County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed says the DRC is a great location for residents to register for FEMA assistance and receive information directly from FEMA personnel on eligibility, what type of assistance is available, and how the individual assistance program works. Officials with FEMA Thursday announced hours of operation for four other state and federal disaster recovery centers, or DRCs, open to help flood survivors in western Iowa, will be changing their hours. As of April 21st, the DRCs will be no longer open on Sundays. Operating hours for the centers in Mills, Harrison, and Woodbury counties will be from Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and will remain the same until further notice. Fremont County's DRC is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The adjustment of the hours for the temporary centers is typical and generally based on the volume of visitors. Survivors can visit any location that is convenient, even one outside of your county of residence or where you are currently staying. Well, the Iowa FFA Leadership Conference was held at Iowa State University in Ames from April 14th through the 16th. The new Iowa FFA officer team was elected at the final convention session. Tyler Comas from the Atlantic FFA chapter was elected as a Southwest District State FFA Vice President. Comas had to complete an application and then go through a series of interviews. The Iowa FFA officer team will embody the FFA motto of learning to do, doing to learn, and earning to live, and living to serve. The nine leaders will live out their year of service, speaking with FFA members from across the state, presenting leadership camps and workshops, and traveling around Iowa and the U.S. Their largest responsibility, though, will be to coordinate and conduct the 91st Iowa FFA Leadership Conference over the 6,000 FFA members and advisors, parents, and guests. The local members of the 2019-2020 Iowa FFA officer team include, as mentioned, Southwest Vice President Tyler Comas with Atlantic FFA and reporter Walker McDermott from the CAM FFA. Well, in anticipation of the 100th anniversary of Iowa State Parks in 2020, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs, and the Iowa State University are bringing 20 artists to 20 state parks this summer. From April through August of 2019, faculty and graduate student artists from three of Iowa State's universities' colleges, design, agriculture and life sciences, as well as liberal arts and sciences, will each be matched with a state park, creating artwork that reflects their time as artists in residence. Todd Kofelt, chief of the State Parks Bureau at the DNR, says the 20 Artists, 20 Parks program highlights two important contributors to quality of life in Iowa, arts and the outdoors. By focusing on the unique natural and cultural aspects of our state parks, he says, we're able to tell their story in a new and inspirational way. In Southwest Iowa, works by Amy Harris will be featured at the Lake of Three Fires State Park in Bedford, and works by Olivia Valentine will be found at Viking Lake State Park in Stanton. Paintings, sculptures, textiles, and other art forms inspired by the park will be organized into an exhibit that will travel to at least three art venues in 2020. In addition, each artist will return to his or her park to share a program about the Artist in Residence program. Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs Director Chris Kramer, who oversees both the Iowa Arts Council and State Historical Society of Iowa, said, "We can't wait to see what these 20 Iowa artists create through this unique collaboration to make this mark the state's park centennial." The 20 Artists, 20 Parks program is such a creative and authentic way to celebrate our state's history, art, and natural beauty. Parks selected for the project represent diverse ecological, geological, and cultural experiences that make Iowa unique. And the 20 parks that are included in the new project are featured on the Iowa Culture mobile app, a free and interactive tool to discover arts, history, and cultural destinations across Iowa. For more information about how to visit the parks on the app, where the public can download for free from Google Play and App Store, the visitors can also find state park information on the DNR website. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.